Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Mother's Day is a great day to be studying Deborah. A really key verse in the story of Deborah is Judges chapter 5, verse 7. It says that Deborah arose. She arose as a mother in Israel. So today I'm not just here talking to the mothers, those of you who have given birth, but that everybody, whether you're 5 years old or 105, whether you're male or female, whether you've had children or never will or never have, that you are called to be a mother. So first I'm going to set the scene a bit about what life was like in Israel and then introduce Deborah and the role she played and then tell you how you can also step up to be a mother. So as we heard from Paul in the story, that Israel was in a bit of a bad place. It says that they were cruelly oppressed, that it was unsafe to go on the highways and people would be taking the back roads, that village life had ceased. In fact, among 40,000 Israelites, there was not a single sword nor shield. So the Israelite people were oppressed and they were defenseless. And then we meet Deborah. And it says that Deborah, Judges chapter 4, verse 4, that she was a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, and was leading Israel. Now, I'm just going to give you a bit of a background here, is that I grew up in the Open Brethren Church, and that some of you may know that we're very strong on God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Scriptures. So I grew up knowing nothing about the Holy Spirit and definitely nothing about the gifts of the Spirit. I had some years away from the Lord in my teens and early 20s. And then when I came back to the Lord, I joined a church unknowingly finding out that it was a cessationist church, which means that they don't believe in the moving of the Holy Spirit these days either, that all those gifts had finished. And I spent 10 years there. So this stuff is pretty new to me. But what I've learned is that the Old Testament prophets and this New Testament prophecy and what we operate in today are quite different. You see, in the Old Testament, people didn't get to hear directly from God, that he chose prophets, specific people for a specific purpose, to deliver an accurate message to the Israelite people. In Deuteronomy, it's really strong that if you don't get the word right as a prophet, that you will be stoned. So there was no room for error or I think I've got an impression. It must be 100% accurate. So it was specific people chosen, and they would be delivering messages of instruction, of warning, and of judgment. But what we've got in the New Testament is quite different. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we've got a whole chapter there which describes prophecy and how it is for us today. In the beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the love chapter, it talks about how we should do prophecy in love. But it also says in chapter 14, verses 1 and 39, that all of us are to eagerly desire the gift of prophecy. So it's saying it's not just for one or two people, but we're all to eagerly desire that. It also says in verse 3 and other times in the New Testament that prophecy is to strengthen, encourage, and comfort. So that's quite different from the instructions of judgment that was in the Old Testament prophets. It also says something interesting in 1 Thessalonians 5 and also 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. It says that we're to weigh up carefully prophetic words that we're given. It says that we're to test them. So if someone comes to you and says, thus saith the Lord, you're to do this and this, I don't think so. We need to weigh it up because all of us here have direct access to hear from God ourselves. So someone delivering a prophetic word to you, you need to say, does that sit with what God's already been telling me? Does that fit with his word? Does that fit as an encouraging and a strengthening and a comforting word? And if it doesn't sit right with you, feel free to shelve it. Come back to it later. So that's quite different from the Old Testament prophets. But how can we learn from Deborah about how we can rise up as mothers? Now, going back to that story, so Deborah called the commander of the army, Barak. And in the original text and in the King James Version, it words it in such a way that says, Barak, hasn't the Lord already told you? So maybe, just maybe, this was actually a reminder. He already knew what he needed to do. But Deborah came in a prophetic gift and says, God is calling you to go out and to have victory, that Sisera will be delivered into your hands. But as we heard in the story, Barak said, if you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. Now, we've got a commander of the army saying, oh, I don't want to go unless you come with me. He sounds like a bit of a wuss, really. And it's easy to write that off and say, what kind of guy was that? But interestingly, in those days, it wasn't uncommon for God's prophet to go with the commander of the army and be side by side with them, getting minute by minute strategic instructions from God. So it would be pretty safe to have that person beside you. But that wasn't what God wanted here, because in Deborah's response it says, I will go with you, but you won't receive the honour because of that. But if we flick over to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32, so you know Hebrews chapter 11 is about all the people of great faith, and it talks about Barak there, and it says that his weakness was turned into strength, and he became powerful in battle. But Deborah's not mentioned in that chapter. But Barak, who we're looking and saying, oh, he was a bit of a weakling, but his weakness was turned into strength, and he became powerful in battle, not before the battle, but right in it. So what role did Deborah play there? She was the one encouraging him. You've got a call on your life. Step up. Do what God's called you to do. She was strengthening him and encouraging him. And further on in Judges chapter 4, verses 14, right in the middle of the battle, Deborah said, go, this is the day. The Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Hasn't the Lord gone ahead of you? So we see that Deborah's role, she arose as a mother. She didn't arise as the person who was leading the army. She wasn't the one who put the tent peg through Sisera's forehead. No, she arose as an encourager. She arose as someone who got a message from God and delivered it to the people around them so that they would step in to what God's called them to do. And that's how each of us can be like Deborah, that we can arise as mothers and step into this role of prophetic encouragement. I want to share with you a story about how a prophecy from someone has had a huge impact on my life. Now, I used to attend a church called Horizon in Ellerslie, and November 2016, we had a speaker come from Bethel School of Supernatural in America. And the ministry assistant came up after the preacher and said, is there anyone called Catherine in the audience? And that's my full name. So two of us stood up. She started off by saying, do the numbers 784 mean anything to you? And both of us shook our heads. So first thing I'm thinking, lady, you're not on the money here. You got the numbers wrong. It doesn't mean anything. She went on to say some great things about being a leader. She said, there's a multiplication on your life, especially with young people. Now, I just want to push the pause button there. You see, I didn't work with young people and I had no desire or no future in it. It wasn't something I had any interest in. In fact, I was developing as a professional speaker in the business world and I wasn't looking at any kind of ministry. And then she went on to say, I see that you are influencing young people, that fires are starting in them and you're a fire starter. Again, big crosses. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't work with youth. I don't know what these numbers mean. Very nice. Sit down. Thanks very much. Well, May of last year, those numbers were still bugging me. So I decided to look them up. And some of you may know that the Hebrew and the Greek words have a number that's associated with them in the Bible. So I looked up the Greek meaning of 784. It means unblemished. It means pure. And some of you will know that that's the meaning of my name, Catherine. So I went, whoa, freaky. Then I thought, well, let's go another step. Let's find out what 784 says in the Hebrew. 784 in the Hebrew means fire, sacred fire from God. And it's pronounced Aish. And some of you may know that that's my maiden name. So suddenly I'm saying, whoa, Catherine Aish. You are working with young people. Whoa. Again, I had no intention. Within a month, I was sitting in Fraser's office saying, hey, I see the youth are in a bit of transition. Would you like me to come out help for a little bit? Thinking that I'd be cooking a few sausage rolls and maybe driving some kids and playing duck, duck, goose while they find this ideal youth pastor. Young Pacifica male, not me. Here I am nearly a year later. And I have to tell you that those prophetic words were such an encouragement for me. Because I walked into a pretty hairy situation, and these youth, I love them dearly, but mate, they're full on. I can't count the number of times I've went, I have no idea what I'm doing. What do I do in this situation? And I think to myself, oh, that youth pastor at that other church, they would have been so good for this job. Look at all their experience. Look at all their training. And here I am, an old white woman who has no idea what she's doing. But I've come back to this time and time again and say, God, I didn't choose this. You choose me. You chose me for such a time as this. So I'm saying that when you move in the prophetic, when you call the destiny out of people and you say, I see this over your life. Does this sit with you? I sense God saying this. I'm encouraging you to step up. You can have a huge impact on people's lives. And I'm not just talking about a nice, encouraging word, but I'm saying waiting on God and saying, God, who can I encourage today? What's a word that I can deliver to someone? A word of comfort to strengthen them? Because we can walk into church and we can say, God, what have you got for me today? I want to be encouraged. What's a word for me? We can sit here as consumer Christians getting fatter and fatter. The more that we eat, the more that we're delivered these words from God, but we're not out there doing anything. And what I love about prophecy, it doesn't matter if you're 5 or 105. It's a gift for all of us that we're to eagerly desire, because we can have a huge impact on other people to help them step into what God's called them to be. Another exciting part at the end of that, she says that I'm starting fires in youth and that I'm a fire starter. Well, the youth and Anna Muriel, we're currently attending a course over at Liberty Church called Fire Starters. And this course is about your identity and your authority in Christ. But the majority of it is activating your spiritual gifts. So each week, we're practicing on each other. As little babies, we're practicing in a really safe environment. I've got this word. Does this mean anything? I'm just going to say one word, or I'm going to say a colour. And we're practicing and we're growing together. We'll move into healing and words of knowledge. Because this isn't something that you just can instantly have overnight. I remember when I first started moving the prophetic, no idea what I was doing. 50% of the time, people would go, well, that doesn't make sense. But I've been encouraged by the time people said, that was a word from God, especially for me. You have no idea. So when we move in the prophetic, we're moving and we're taking courage. And we're waiting and we're hearing from God. And we're contributors rather than consumers. So I'd like everybody to rise to your feet today. Arising as mothers in Israel. Arising as mothers in St. Margaret's, in Hillsborough, in Auckland, New Zealand, and the world. And usually now we'll pass on to the peace, where we greet each other and we say the words on the screen. But today in the peace, I would like you to encourage you to ask the Lord for a word of comfort or encouragement for someone else. If you have no idea what to say, if you tell someone that God really loves them, you're 100% on the money. So take the time now to share the peace, to go and greet someone, and to rise up as a mother in Israel.